This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Saddam Hussein appeared in court today for the first time since his capture. The former Iraqi dictator was joined by 11 associates, and they all heard the charges against them. Saddam was brought handcuffed and under Iraqi guard to the courtroom. The charges against him include war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Reporters who were allowed to witness the proceedings said Saddam was defiant and that he told the judge, "I am Saddam Hussein, president of Iraq." He also questioned the court's jurisdiction and refused to sign the charge list. This was one of two signs of change in Baghdad. Earlier today, during a ceremony at Baghdad International Airport, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez relinquished leadership of the multinational force in Iraq. He gave it over to General George Casey. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. And Philip, what exactly does this day mean for the people of Iraq?
Well, it's the first time the charges against Saddam and the 11 other members of his inner circle will be made public. And Iraqis are waiting with considerable anticipation to hear what they will be, even though they may not be the full total of the charges he will eventually face. We are expecting at any time to see pictures from the special court, which is somewhere in Baghdad, where this is going on. And Iraqis, I gather, are also waiting to see those pictures on television. Some have even stayed home today for what is, every way you look at it, a historic moment. It's not so much a mood here of excitement as intense interest. And as you said, as the preparations for that go on, a very separate and different ceremony was taking place in a U.S. military base in another part of Baghdad, and that's the transfer of authority to a new U.S. commander of the U.S. forces in Iraq.
Well, what did you see and hear when you attended that ceremony, Philip?
Well, that took place in the Alpha Palace, which I suppose fittingly contained many echoes of the Saddam regime. It was one of Saddam's most lavish palaces. It's not far from Baghdad Airport. It's got a huge dome under which the ceremony took place beneath an enormous chandelier. The audience included three U.S. senators, one of them Senator Joe Lieberman. The new Iraqi defense minister was there, and the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. Now, this was a ceremonial event, which is known as the passing of the colors, and that symbolizes in military terms the transfer of authority from Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez to General Casey. There was a tribute to General Sanchez by the commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East, General John Abizade, and he was the host of this event, as it were. And then General Sanchez himself addressed the audience. He spoke of the achievements of the U.S.-led forces in Iraq. He also said the sacrifices had been great and rewards few, although he talked also of the freedom that he felt had developed in the recent months in this country. He made no reference, I suppose, significantly in his speech to the scandal of the torture of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison, which is widely considered to have cast a cloud over his tenure. But after the ceremony, he spoke with the press, and I got a chance to ask him about Abu Ghraib and the impact that this had had on his time in Iraq, and this is what he said.
Abu Ghraib was a defeat for the coalition here in this country. The impacts of Abu Ghraib have been very far-reaching, but I think the actions that are being taken by the coalition and by America are something that need to be seen as the right things to do by Iraq, and we are conducting the investigations. We've immediately reported them. In the end, the facts will be laid on the table. It will be objective, and those that are to be held accountable will be.
Also, in a rather moving moment, General Sanchez, during the ceremony, said that he was leaving Iraq with the memory of hundreds of soldiers who gave what he described, and these are his words, as the last measure of devotion in the sands of this country. And, of course, those are the soldiers who have died, the 600-odd soldiers who have died in Iraq. And he asked for, and it was held, for a moment of prayer.
And can you say just a few words about General Casey, Sanchez's replacement?
General Casey has served in senior positions across the military. He's served in Bosnia and Germany. He has considerable foreign experience. He's commanded at every level, from platoon to division. And in October last year, he became the Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Army. So he is an experienced soldier, and analysts say he will need to be an experienced soldier to deal with the situation that's still unfolding here.
Thanks. That's NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.